spiritual babies, welcome to the Manifest Fire podcast with me, Sarah Louise. Here we discuss everything law of attraction, spirituality and mindset related. So get ready to live your best life. Hello, my spiritual angels. Welcome back to episode 6 of Manifest Fire. I hope you've had an amazing week. Friday's come around so quickly. Like, I feel as soon as I upload an episode, I'm planning and recording another one. It's crazy. But yeah, here we are again. So it was the new moon in Taurus last week, and you may have felt like a stronger connection to yourself or to your well-being, or like a stronger desire to do self-care, because like the energy of that new moon was aligning us more harmoniously with our bodies and our soft, sensual nature. So yeah, you may have picked up on that if you're into that type of thing. So today, when this episode is released, will be Friday the 26th of May, and according to astrologyanswers.com, playful Venus is in harmony with Uranus today. So okay, Venus, say less. And apparently we should explore creative and unconventional approaches to love and beauty, and be open to unexpected romantic or financial opportunities. So yeah, that definitely bodes well for the bank holiday weekend, doesn't it? Like, if you're not out tonight, slags, get yourself out ASAP, because according to that, it's going to be an absolute belter. So yeah, let me know how that works out for you all. Anyway, this week's episode is all about your point of attraction. So thinking about this in law of attraction terms, your point of attraction is the place from which you are creating, from which you are manifesting. So remember that we discussed in episode 1 that we are manifesting all the time, whether or not we are aware of it, because like that is a consequence of us like having thoughts as conscious, creative, cosmic beings. What we think about becomes our reality. And our thoughts are like a real creative force. So it follows then that if we're always attracting things to us by our dominant thoughts, we must have a point of attraction, like kind of like a default state that we are in predominantly, which directs what we are attracting to us at that kind of unconscious level. So we know that it's quite easy to lift your vibration when you are intentionally focusing on manifesting. And we discussed some ways to do that in episode 1. But what do we know about like the kind of default place from which we're manifesting, I guess, like 99% of the time when we're not aware of it, when we're unconsciously manifesting? Like, what is that place, that point of attraction? What is that made up of? And how can we try to elevate this so that even when we're not actively engaging in specific intentional manifestation rituals, we can unconsciously manifest from a high vibe, highest good type of place? So let's get into it. Let me tell you all about it. So our point of attraction is, like I said, the place from which we're manifesting. It's essentially like our emotional vantage point. It's the point from which our entire universe and our entire reality is created. So imagine like a mountain hiking trail, and there are like various different viewpoints or vantage points at different levels throughout the mountain trail all the way up to the top. So some nearer the bottom, some in the middle, and some near the top. And depending what vantage point you're at when you're climbing the mountain trail, you'll have a different like view of the landscape, you'll have a different viewpoint. So the higher up you go, the bigger and better your view will be. So think of your point of attraction like this, like your life vantage point or your life viewpoint. The higher up the emotional scale you are, and I'll come back to this later, but the higher up the emotional scale you are, the bigger and more expansive your view of life is. The higher up you are, the more you can manifest and create in a bigger and better, more aligned way. So wherever you are on the mountain or the scale, this is where you're manifesting from, like where you're creating from. And generally, whatever you manifest will meet you back there at that point of attraction, at that same level. So you can kind of expect your manifestations to match that vantage point in terms of scale, in terms of like how accurate they are to what you wanted, in terms of alignment, and in terms of how good they feel. So hopefully that analogy like made a little bit of sense, hopefully, and give you a better idea of like what point of attraction means. So looking into this a bit more, and I've known about this for a while, and I've kind of formulated my own ideas on what a point of attraction is. So there are lots of teachings on this, but I'll kind of give you my take on it, which is that every individual has a different point of attraction, and the point of attraction for you, for I, it's all multifaceted, but I believe it's made up kind of three aspects or three components. So I'll talk through those. So firstly, it's made up of our general and specific beliefs. So what is true for you, about you and about the world. The second aspect is our momentum on a topic. So this means the amount of thought energy that we've invested in a subject or in a belief. And the third aspect is our current state of being or how we're feeling right now. So let's unpack each of those aspects a little bit more so we can kind of get to really understand our point of attraction. And then I'm going to talk you through like an activity that can help us shift and elevate our point of attraction to help get us more aligned with what it is that we want to manifest. So the first component that I mentioned was our general and specific beliefs. So think about what your beliefs are about yourself and the world. And when I say beliefs here, this is not like a religious thing or anything like that. The best way to think of what a belief is that it's just a thought that you keep on thinking. So thoughts that you think often are basically your beliefs, and these are repeated and they give you a cumulative level of flow or resistance on a particular subject. So like if you're always thinking, oh my God, like I hate my body, I hate my body, I hate my body, you're going to have like a belief that your body is, you know, not good, and you're going to have a lot of resistance when it comes to manifesting stuff related positively to your body. Conversely, if you think very often, I'm really good at making friends, I'm really good at making friends, I'm really good at making friends, you're going to have a lot of flow in relation to that belief, and you're going to easily attract more experiences to you that kind of affirm that belief, if that makes sense. So your general beliefs, they're the thoughts that you keep thinking about you, yourself, a specific thing or topic, and they contribute to your point of attraction, to where you are on that mountain, like we talked about earlier. So the second part of what makes up our point of attraction is known as momentum. And as I said earlier, this is like the amount of thought energy that you've invested into a belief. So if you think about like a rolling ball that's rolling along, and it's going at a decent pace, and it keeps getting little pushes from like an imaginary hand along the way. This is like one of your beliefs about yourself or about any subject. And you've been thinking this thought and it's rolling along now, like quite happily. Whether it's a good or a bad thought, it's still rolling along and it's keeping up its speed. And it's perhaps even increasing in speed as you keep giving it little pushes by continuing to think the same thought. So the ball or our thought has momentum. That's why it's moving. And now think about what it would take to stop an object like a ball that's moving with speed and with momentum. And think about what it would take to stop it and then change its direction to the other way. It would take a considerable amount of energy and commitment and, you know, power to do that. And it's very much the same with our thoughts. So to stop and transform negative thoughts and beliefs that we've held for a while into positive ones. So those negative thoughts, whether about yourself or a particular subject, they've got lots of momentum if you've held those beliefs for a while and you've been thinking those thoughts for a while. So to stop the momentum of that those thoughts and to change them into positive ones, it's not going to be sort of, you know, one and done process. It's not going to be overnight. It's going to take a lot of energy and it's going to take a lot of commitment. So yeah, that basically describes what momentum is, hopefully. And as you can see from what I've described there with those first two aspects that make up your point of attraction, you can see that those are things that take time to shift. So our beliefs and their momentum, it takes time to work on those and to change those and to align those with what we actually want to become or want to manifest. And like, absolutely, we should always be doing that as part of our daily like self-development practices and like life in general. But the third aspect of our point of attraction, how we feel right now, our current state of being, that is an aspect that we can shift and elevate almost immediately when we begin to do something about it and focus on it. So all is not lost. You can shift your point of attraction relatively quickly and easily by focusing in on this aspect of it, which is how we feel now, our current state of being. So remember, going back to episode one, we did talk about like feeling good now, and I give you some tools about, you know, that you can use to kind of access joy and bring more feeling good and bring more joy into your life daily. So definitely go back to that and use those to raise your point of attraction. But let's move on now to talk about the activity that I have for us that's specifically related to points of attraction and raising these. And just let me take a sip of my water. Hold on. Because I refuse to pause this episode because your girl's editing skills are not getting any better. Okay. So now we know more about what makes up our point of attraction, let's get into the activity, like I said, that's going to help us shift and raise our point of attraction further up that mountain. And this is an activity from a very famous law of attraction book called Ask and It Is Given by Abraham Hicks. So those of you who are familiar with law of attraction teachings will more than likely be familiar with the teachings of Abraham Hicks. For those who aren't, I'll give you a bit of background, but be warned, it literally sounds random as fuck at first. Like, it really is quite random. So Esther Hicks is an American inspirational speaker, channeler, and author. So think of that, like when I say channeler, think of that as like a medium is probably how we would understand it in our kind of modern society. So Esther channeled a group of spirits or entities that weren't from our, she said, weren't from our reality, were from another dimension. And collectively she named this group of entities Abraham. And Esther then became really famous because she wrote a series of books which essentially are the teachings of these groups of other dimensional entities, or Abraham as she calls them. So they contain lots of teachings related to like law of attraction and life purpose in general. So yeah, I know it sounds like proper mental, like this woman wrote books of spirits. So, you know, make of that what you will. What I'd say is do a bit of research on this because it is really wild. And I remember when I heard of this years ago, and I like did some research, and I think you can get the whole book like transcribed on YouTube, like the whole book. And I think it's Esther, like Esther, like reading it. And I remember just pissing myself laughing when I first heard it, because she starts talking and then she like goes into this like weird voice as she's channeling like Abraham or the spirits. And it's like almost like a Dalek type of voice. Oh no, it's so funny. Please Google it and let me know what you think about it. But, you know, make your own judgments. The way I look at it is like, whether or not I believe that our girl Esther was really channeling like this multi-dimensional supreme being, or whether she was just like off her tits, the teachings that she relays and the message and the words, they're really profound and they really do resonate with me as being like truth with a capital T. So I can kind of suspend my disbelief a bit because the message does hold a lot of weight for me. But yeah, look into it and make up your own mind. But anyway, back to what I was intending to talk about. So the point of me bringing up Abraham Hicks is like, and that's kind of like the name for Esther and like these group of like spirits collectively. So the point of me bringing up the teachings is that he has some interesting teachings around point of attraction and a practical way that you can kind of, a practical activity that you can do to raise that point of attraction. So I'll talk you through it today, and I'll put everything on my Instagram, which is at ManifestFirewithSarah, so that you can refer back to it if you want to try this activity. And yeah, again, the book that it's from is called Ask and It Is Given by Abraham Hicks. So that might be something that you want to pick up and look into if you want to find out more. So anyway, the activity is creating what is called a focus wheel. And in the book, asking it is given, this activity is referred to as the most powerful process that Abraham teaches. So this is a pen and paper exercise, and what we want to do is focus on what we want and how we are feeling and aim to raise our emotional state so that we can become more vibrationally aligned with what it is that we're trying to manifest and raise and elevate our point of attraction. So the main idea behind this is that actively focusing on what we want, this focus helps create momentum related to that thought. And Abraham Hicks teaches us that just 17 seconds of focus on a feeling is needed to create momentum. And once momentum is created, a matching vibration becomes activated and begins aligning with us and starts attracting to us whatever it is we're wanting to manifest, or I guess more accurately, whatever it is that we're focusing on. So this focus wheel activity will make us feel better near immediately, and it will shift our point of attraction so that we can manifest the thing that we want. So how does it work? What do we need to do? I'm going to describe how to draw and fill in the focus wheel, but I think it's going to be most useful if you guys go and visit my Instagram page, as I'll post pics of a wheel on there and what it should look like. So yeah, go and visit that at Manifest Fire with Sarah. So let's do the practical part first. Let's draw our focus wheel so that we can begin to populate it. So get a piece of paper, like an A4 size piece of paper, and draw a large circle filling most of the page. Then in the center of that circle, draw a small circle. Then from the 12 o'clock position on the wheel, draw a line from the top of the small circle up to the top of the large circle, and then repeat this until you have 12 segments around your circle, so kind of like spokes of a bicycle wheel. So yeah, like I said, check my Insta for what this should look like, or you can literally just Google Abraham Hicks focus wheel, and there's loads of like downloadable templates that online that you can use. But what you need to end up with is like a large circle with 12 segments and a smaller circle in the center of that circle. How many times can you say circle in a minute? Fuck knows. So let's get into the more juicy, like, manifesting shit now. Sorry, one sec. Someone's WhatsApping me. Piss off, will ya? Okay, they're gone. So in the smaller circle, in the very centre, we are going to write what it is that we want to manifest, or what it is that we want. But before we get into that, so we can make sure that we're really getting to the heart of what we want, we're going to think about what we don't want. This is often a lot easier for us to access, as those feelings are usually quite powerful and usually quite at the forefront of our minds. So it makes them a lot easier to access. So we might think something like, I don't want to be in an unsatisfying relationship. I don't want to feel unfulfilled by my work. I don't want to always be worrying about money. I don't want to feel so shit about my body or my appearance. So now you've identified whatever it is that you don't want, turn that into a statement about what you do want. So taking those examples I've just gave you about things that you might not want, we could turn those around to say things like, what did I say? I want to feel happy and satisfied in my relationship. I want to love my work and feel fulfilled and purposeful in my career. I want to be wealthy and financially free. I want to be content and happy in my body, or I want to love my appearance. So something like that. Now you've found your I want statement. You can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. I want statement. Write it down in the smaller circle in the center of the larger wheel. Is that right? Yeah, so write it in the small circle. Yeah, just write it in the small circle. So now we're going to, and again, I'm doing air quotes, get on the wheel. I know you can't see me, but yeah, now we're going to get on the wheel. So in the first segment of the wheel at the 12 o'clock position, we're going to write a statement that's true for us now as it relates to what you've wrote in the center of the wheel. So it still needs to be kind of on the positive end of the scale rather than negative, but try to reach for something that feels true for you now. So let's say, for example, in the center of the wheel, you've written, I want to be in a fulfilling, happy relationship. So right now you might be single, or you might have been through a bad breakup, or you might be in your men are trash phase, or women, you know, whatever your bag is. So it might be hard to kind of find a starting statement that is on the positive side, but that feels aligned with where you are now. So this step, the first step, getting the first statement onto the wheel is often the hardest. But, you know, you've got to keep trying. It gets easier from that point on. So we've got in the centre of our wheel. What have we got in the centre of our wheel? We've got, I want to be in a happy and fulfilling relationship. So to kind of explore your feelings around that and reach for something that feels true, like I said. And it could be something as basic as, I enjoy getting to know new people. So that's kind of in the ballpark area of your manifesting goal, which is around relationships. And it's quite a neutral statement that you can probably kind of connect with and might feel true for you now. So it could be a good place to start. So you can write in that first segment, I enjoy getting to know new people. But the key here is that the statement must feel true and it must kind of make you feel at least a little bit good. So if you don't enjoy meeting new people or you have loads of nerves around it, like that statement wouldn't serve the right purpose as a starting statement. So just keep looking for one, keep feeling and reaching for one that feels true, feels good. Like you don't want to write straight away, I'm ready for the most amazing relationship of my life. Like, because you're probably not, like vibrationally speaking, you're probably not in that place. So you definitely have to work your way up to that. And that's what the focus wheel helps us do by starting small and building up to like the better feeling point. So yeah, like I said, the first statement on the wheel is usually the hardest to find. It's usually the hardest part to get on the wheel to begin with. And the statement that you end up putting, it may feel trivial and it may not really make you feel great. It may only feel slightly good. But what will happen is when you find that first statement and you put it on the wheel and you focus on it, the law of attraction is going to start delivering more thoughts and statements to you, which are similar, which have that, you know, a higher vibration, because that's what it does, baby. It always delivers, like it always delivers, the law of attraction. So that's what it's going to do. So as you stick with this process and continue, so thinking about the statement that you've just put there, think of another one to go in the next segment and so on and so on, and keep filling up the segments with, you know, statements that feel good, statements that are true for you and that are increasing in like the goodness that they're making you feel. And you might think, there's no way I'm going to find 12 things to write. But I promise you, if you sit and you focus on this, they're going to come to you and you're going to be really surprised. So yeah, as you stick with the process, like I said, it's going to gather momentum, and you'll suddenly kind of, they'll just, thoughts and statements and ideas, they'll just come to you. And like I said, remember that Abraham tells us 17 seconds is what it takes to focus and attract an aligned vibration. So keep focusing on each statement until the next one arrives in your mind, and then put that on the wheel in the next segment. And you'll often find, like all the times that I've done this, the best statements and the best feeling statements come near the end, and you do kind of pick up momentum and you do start like going through the process a lot quicker as you come to the end of the segments, and suddenly things will just come to you and you're like, write that bad boy down. Like, it really is really worthwhile and, you know, a really great process to do. What I will say as well, do not take a break when you're doing this focus wheel. Like, it's called focus wheel for a reason, so do it when you've got time to dedicate to it. Like, I don't know, I'd probably say a minimum of 20 minutes, half an hour. So don't like be on your phone or watching TV or something. Really try to focus on what you're doing, because that's going to make all of the difference. And don't stop, even if you fill in like 5, 6, 7, 8 segments and you think that's all I can do now, keep going. Like, commit to it and keep going. Like, if you're not sure, if something feels stuck or you can't get to the next statement, start from the top and read out all of your statements out loud to yourself, and that should help to get things moving again and helps to make the momentum a bit stronger. And yeah, even if you think you've got like 6 good statements, like, don't stop. Like, after a few statements, you may think, yeah, I feel pretty good about this now. Like, this shit's working. Like, I've only filled in half my wheel, but I'm feeling good and I'm going to leave it there. Like, don't do that, because honestly, there's 12 segments in it for a reason, and all the good stuff really does come towards the end as you get deeper and deeper into that process. So fill every spot on your focus wheel, all 12 segments, and you're going to be amazed about the things that you come out with. Like, I promise, it works. So that's the focus wheel activity to raise our point of attraction. Give it a go and see what comes up for you. I promise there's going to be a shift of some sort in your feelings on whatever topic it is that you're focusing on. And that is going to begin to attract things to you that are more aligned with what you want to manifest. I'd love to hear how you get on or what you think about it. So please, like, drop me a DM on Insta or whatever with, like, feedback or, like, success stories. Like, I'd really love to hear them. So that's it for this week's episode. That went super quick. I'm clearly getting used to the sound of my own voice, which is great because there's never any other fucking adults in my house. It's just me. So, you know, at least I'm my own best friend. But yeah, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I really like this episode, actually, and I think I actually really needed this today. I'm going to go and do one now so that I can show you guys on Instagram. But yeah, I really needed this today because I was feeling a bit flat. So thank you, universe, for aligning the perfect timing for me to record this. Like I said, I'll put an example of the wheel on my Insta, so go and check that out and follow me if you aren't already at Manifest Fire with Sarah. Again, you know the dance, girls and guys, you know the dance. If you like the pod, please subscribe, follow, review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. And I'd really, really love it if you could start reviewing it. I've had some reviews so far and I'll start sharing that feedback soon. So thank you. But yeah, if you haven't done it already, please do, because it does make such a difference. Yeah, and that's it. So have a blessed week, everyone. Good luck and Godspeed to all of the mamas who are on half term next week. May God be with you, and yeah, stay blessed. Lots of love.